Welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast, a series of healthy conversations with inspiring hustlers. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. In today's healthy conversation, I'm once again joined by father of three, Sam Wood. Sam is a creator of 28 by Sam Wood, an online fitness app that recently announced an exciting partnership with Bupa to help get Aussies moving. The 28 app is currently Australia's number one at-home fitness and health app. They have tripled over the last couple of years due to key investments in analytics, technology, and product. I chat to Sam about his time in isolation, how he has approached lockdown with his family, the rapid growth of his fitness app, dealing with the closure of his gym, the Woodshed, and how he has managed to stay active and healthy with the current climate. I hope you guys enjoy this conversation of the Healthy Hustlers. This episode of the Healthy Hustlers is proudly brought to you by Donata Sugar-Free Ice Cream, zero added sugar and zero compromises on deliciousness. Hello, Sam, and welcome back to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. How are you?
I'm very well, Madeline. Nice to be back, and I hope you're doing okay in this very, very strange time.
My goodness, we have found ourselves in some very strange times, haven't we? Especially here in Melbourne, we're both back in lockdown, which is weird to kind of comprehend that we're back there. But how are you guys surviving at the moment, the family?
Yeah, look, we're okay. I think, a bit of an adjustment as it has been for all of us, but thoroughly enjoying spending some real quality time with my girls at home. It's the little things that have kind of, of course, there's big things. My gym had to shut down and there's been some stresses, but it's more the little things, I think, when you're a parent of trying to explain to your little two-year-old why the parks are shut or, just ensuring that it's much easier to have these healthy hygiene habits yourself, but to get your little kids to use hand sanitizer and that kind of thing is a bit of a strange thing. But look, we're adapting like everybody is. We've got each other. We've kind of got our head around homeschooling now for Evie and, we're soldiering on.
Amazing. Yeah, it's one of those crazy times. And you guys are like right in the thick with Evie at homeschooling, two young babies, businesses, like you kind of would be juggling it from all angles, I'm sure. From a business perspective, have you had to kind of learn to pivot during this time or has there been any significant changes you've had to make?
Yeah, pivot's the word, isn't it? Look, my gym, the Woodshed here in Brighton, was reopened for a whopping 16 days. So we were just starting to get some momentum and some really sort of positive energy both from our members and our trainers. And then we had to go back into lockdown. So that was a really sort of crappy time. But I think everyone's been pretty resilient and positive about it. And I think we've sort of done it once. We know we can do it again. And hopefully the next time we do it, it's the last time. And I get from a 28 perspective, it's kind of been a combination of just being as flexible and open to help as many people as possible, whether that be through free live workouts. Nej and I did free live workouts at 9 a.m. every morning for 10 weeks to help kids stay active while they're at home and parents stay active with their kids. And that was really, really well received. And then we've been able to do a couple of really exciting B2B partnerships through 28 that have helped us help big corporate organisations be able to look after their staff better or be able to look after their customers better during this pretty unique time. The lucky thing for us is we've always been at-home fitness. 28 has always been the at-home fitness program with HIIT, with Pilates, with yoga, with simple, easy eating plans to follow. So we haven't had to change our product. It's now just more people need our product. So we're in a fairly fortunate position that we're able to help more people. And, we've put more stuff on during this time and we've grown during this time and we're just trying to help as many people as possible.
That's awesome. And I love hearing those stories of, you guys have put so much love and passion and hard work into this business for so many years now. And like to see that it hasn't actually had a negative impact is so amazing. So I love hearing that. And the amount of people that you are helping during this time is so important because I think that's been one of the hardest things is to really stay motivated and to have sometimes even just that reason to get out of your pajamas, like in all honesty, like, you know, and especially coming into winter. So I think having those home workouts and, you know, especially you guys have such high energy. So being on there with you, it feels like you're literally just working out together, except you can't hear what we say back to you. But apart from that, it's awesome. And I love the energy that that can bring to your day as well. I guess for anyone who has been struggling a little bit with motivation, especially I think, you know, for anyone in Melbourne who's going through that second round of lockdowns, like you said, your gym staff were just starting to get really motivated again and the members. And I know personally, like I was getting back into it and it was like, yes, I'm ready to go. And, you know, it's all the rug's kind of pulled from under you again. And it's like, okay, back we go. What advice would you give to people to kind of help keep their motivation levels high?
It's a question I've been asked a lot over the last few months. And I think a few things are key. Don't necessarily try and maintain your old structure because it's definitely a new normal that we need to adapt to. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try and create a new routine or a new structure that works in this current environment. I think a lot of people have gone from having a routine to losing that and then not creating a new one, and therefore they're going around in circles a little bit. I guess an add-on to that would be, even though it's hard and you're at home, still have some goals set. You know, some good, strong, short-term goals so you kind of know why you're doing what you're doing. I definitely think moving in the morning is a really, really simple but good bit of advice. It means you get the workout done, you get the endorphins pumping. It is absolutely proven to help with your mental and physical well-being. And then I think the other thing that we've had some really great feedback with 28 is I love that I'm part of a community that even though I'm in isolation, I don't feel alone. I think that connection and that community and, you know, like you mentioned, the capability to do live workouts together, and even though we're in our own lounge rooms, it really does feel like we're doing the workout together. There's just something powerful about it. You know, you kind of, it's a really hard time and you can't talk to people like you used to or see family or travel potentially. So to be able to speak to people through these online forums and in live workouts and other online capabilities can be a really, really powerful thing.
Yeah, I love that. And I loved that you touched on routine because that was something that I think personally I found at the start of the isolation was, you know, for quite a while, I probably didn't have a great routine prior because life was just like all happening around me and I was just kind of running crazy trying to keep up with it with a new baby and a business. But what I found during isolation was being able to find that bit of routine again and how much that's actually helped me to thrive and to feel good and to wake up in a really positive mindset. So from your perspective, how with, I guess, the kids at home and the business, how have you kind of been able to create new routines and what do they look like?
I struggled too, to be honest. I definitely think it took me no less than 2 weeks to kind of, I couldn't quite pinpoint why I was feeling a bit lost and frustrated and angry. I think it was one, you have to accept that you've got to control the controllables, and this is one of those things that's not out of our control, so don't get angry about it. That doesn't necessarily help anything. And then two, yeah, create that new routine. So for me, it was trying to work out a world in which I can spend as much time with my kids and my family but still get my work done and have that quiet time. For me, it was exercise to clear the head in the morning still. And it just changed, you know, instead of maybe going to my gym or going for a run, it was how do we work out together as a family or how do we do live workouts where we're doing it with thousands of people all over the world rather than it me being a solo workout in my lounge room or in my gym. Yeah. And then open communication with Snej has been absolutely paramount, just making sure we talk to each other and if we're feeling a little bit overwhelmed, we ask the other one for help and we kind of be as flexible and as open in our communications as we can be. And I'm really lucky that my office is, you know, a 5-minute walk from my house. So if I do need to escape to do podcasts like this or a couple of hours of quiet time to get some real productivity, I can easily kind of extricate myself when the girls are having a nap or when Snesh has got things under control. Because it was just it's just really, you know, with a nearly, you know, Charlie turns 1 next week, Willow's 2.5, Evie's been going a bit stir crazy with homeschooling and school holidays and a bit of uncertainty. So it's been pretty full on, but, you know, we've found our new routine and our new normal. And, you got to be a strong, you know, like Evie needed strong parents. I think Willow and, you know, and Charlie, even though they're really young, they pick up on if you seem a bit rattled, they sort of, you know, even though they're young, I feel like they pick up on that. So for us it was making sure we led by example, making sure we explained to Evie, don't get upset about things out of your control, where, you know, even though it feels crappy that we can't go and see your grandparents over in Perth, or, you know, you can't visit your friends like you used to, it's not the end of the world. We will get through this. All your friends are going through the same thing. You know, there's something kind of, you know, weirdly nice about that we're all in this together and all experiencing such a strange situation for the first time together. And it'll go fast. And, you know, hopefully by the end of this year, we all look back and go, well, that's hopefully a year that we'll never have to experience again. But what didn't kill us made us stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you touched on communication, and even just that communication with Evie as well, of making it really clear to her why this is happening. Because I think that's one of the hardest things that we're kind of all learning right now, is that letting go of control. Like, we actually don't have any control of this. And really, in the grand scheme of things, we probably never did have control. It might have just been this weird illusion that we had, that we thought we were so in control of our life, and something like this happens and it's like, hang on, I'm showing you who's in control. But I guess for people who are really still kind of struggling to let go of that control, do you have any strategies for how you became comfortable with it really quickly?
Communicating to my 28ers, I wrote a list of all of the things in life that we can control, and then the other things that we can't control the event, but we can control our reaction to it. And it is our reaction to those things that often has a direct correlation to our success, our happiness, and all of those other sort of really important things. So, you know, and I wasn't quite as direct with Evie, who's 15 and probably in that age bracket where these things can be quite a difficult thing to accept, but the sentiment was the same, you know, like sitting down with her and talking to her on a level that was relatable to her about, you know, like, we're so lucky with the life that we lead, and we need to probably be grateful for the things that we do have. And even though there's some things that we're going to have to go without over the next 6 months, the reality is we can go without those things and it's not really going to matter. And so let's try and, I think, you know, we've got a lot of time at the moment, and we've got a lot of thoughts going through our head. You probably want to put your energy into something positive. So, you know, I know it's for Evie, it's been focusing on going for some runs, and she got a little Fitbit, and away she's been going, doing her runs and tracking her runs, and her friends have been tracking them, and they've sort of been sharing results online and that kind of stuff. And she's also got a couple of longer term school projects that she probably wasn't going to start to the end of the year, but it was now an opportune moment to maybe get a head start on those. So she got a couple of friends that are away at schools where they go on these big camps. So she's, you know, writing letters to them, which I think is just a really nice kind of long lost art. And
Yeah,
so, you know, some really like simple but beautiful things. And it's the same for us, you know, like Snej and I we're probably reading more books than we've ever read before late at night, and watching old movies that we've probably both seen 10 times but we've never watched together, you know, like just little things like that that I think you can kind of go, look, let's come out of this closer than ever. And
yeah, you know, definitely.
Those materialistic things, or things that perhaps you're excited about, like a holiday or something, you know, first world problems, we'll all get over it, we'll all be okay. And hopefully we're better people because of it when we come out the other side.
We'll be right back after this healthy break. Once upon a time, I quit eating ice cream because of the unnecessary sugar I was consuming. Then I got introduced to Donata Co and my life changed forever. Donata Co is a sugar-free ice cream range that is made right here in Australia by three Perth girls, containing no added sugars, all natural ingredients, nothing artificial, and approximately half the calories of a serving of traditional ice cream. It is no wonder why I'm completely hooked. Praised for having minimal and cleaner ingredients, Donata Co are changing the way we consume dessert. With no compromises on taste or texture, Donata Co ice cream is so creamy and delicious. It's hard to believe it's sugar-free. Donata sugar-free ice cream is available in 1,300 stores around Australia, including Coles and IGA. Head to donataco.com to find your local stockist or simply click the link in the show notes. I seriously think that's such beautiful advice, and I love that you're doing all of that with Evie. I think there's so much of that we can all take into our kind of everyday life, and I know personally I'm reading so much more, and it's so funny because every year, I reckon for the last 3 years, I've had a goal of reading more books, and I start really strong over Christmas where I read like a book in a week and I'm like, yep, I've got this, I'm going to do it. And of course, a year just takes full control and I never read. And so I remember at the start of this year, I was like, that's it, I'm actually committing to this. I want to read a book a month. I've got my 12 books planned out, and yeah. Obviously now I'm reading them, which is actually great. So every night I go to bed and I try to say to myself, like, you know, even if it's been a bit of a flat day, or I think without sounding too negative or like poor me, but some days can just feel like Groundhog Day at the moment because there's not a huge amount to look forward to. And I try to, if I get to the end of the day where I haven't shifted that energy or that mindset and I'm just kind of stuck in a bit of a funk, I go to bed and I'll remind myself when I'm reading my book, see, you're already knocking off a goal that you set this year. And I feel like it definitely resets me to wake up a little bit happier and like I've achieved something the next day. So
yeah, I like it. So for me, it's yoga. For me, I'm trying to use the lockdown. We've just introduced yoga as part of the 28 program, and you can now choose every day, do you do your 28 or do you swipe across and you do yoga, or you swipe across and you do quick fit, a little 10-minute workout in case you don't have the time. And I'm notoriously bad with my flexibility. It's definitely my nemesis when it comes to my sort of overall fitness. And it's a bit of an in-joke with the 28 family that I kind of refer to myself as being as flexible as a bathroom tile and all this other stuff. And
I love that.
When Zoe came on board, it was like, right, time to practice what you preach and get on board the yoga train with all the other 28ers. So, and it's been great because I must admit there's probably never been a better time where something can sort of slow you down and create a bit of stillness in your world, and it can be so beneficial, just not just physically but mentally. So I'm loving it. I can't quite touch my toes, but we're making progress. And it's been a really, really nice, simple, but important thing to focus on from a physical perspective, but I've been really pleasantly surprised by the mental benefits.
That's awesome. So where did the thinking of integrating the yoga into 28 come from? Was that, you know, something that Snez was really passionate about, or did you guys just know the overall benefits of it and really want to bring it to the community?
Oh, no, look, I've always been a massive fan of it. I think we want to continually add different workout options to the 28 program that give our 28ers choice. You know, I want them to feel like everything they need is within one place, but they can still sort of choose their own fitness journey as long as they're moving their body in some way as many days a week as they can. So, yeah, yoga, running is coming, Pilates is coming. There'll be plenty of options. Yeah, plenty of options. I mean, I think people are really starting to wake up to the fact that you can get incredible results in a really enjoyable, unintimidating way from home. And the more choice with great trainers streaming live into their lounge room you can give them, the better off that they're going to be. And when you can get all of those options at you know, cheaper than a gym membership, I think people are going to really love that. So, yeah, we're just trying to use this time as we get more and more 28ers on board to give them more and more bang for their buck and more choice and, you know, sort of open their eyes. It's been really good because they sort of came under 28 for something else and they never maybe even would have thought about doing yoga. But because they've enjoyed the program, they now have a bit more of an open mind to that kind of thing. And the feedback's been amazing. It's like, I never would have gone into a yoga studio, Sam, but I've been doing yoga with Zoe for 2 weeks and I can't believe how good I feel. So, and the fact I'm doing it sort of with them day in, day out means I can relate straight away to exactly what they're feeling from this morning's practice and how we're all going, which has been great.
Yes. And I think that's such a beautiful part of your business, is that you're actually there doing it with them every day and you're so connected to your community, which definitely, you know, is so important all of the time, let alone especially now. How, from a connection perspective, have you stayed really in touch with your trainers and kind of helped keep them really motivated during these times?
I think it's just about keeping it real. I think if you're feeling crappy, it's okay to say you're feeling crappy. You know, like if you, you know, I absolutely believe the reason 28 has been so successful is I'm honest and I'm authentic and I can relate to the 28ers. So when we were choosing who our other trainers would be, you know, we wanted to make sure that they were those kind of people, you know.
Yes.
Anna, who runs Quick Fit, you know, a year ago had 4 kids under 4. So, you know, as far as a super mum and showing that it doesn't matter how crazy life is, you can still find that 10 minutes to get a workout in. You know, that was sort of the perfect person that we wanted to join the team. And Zoe, who's our yogi, is, you know, she's not too far down the spiritual track. She understands that yoga is something very different to different people. And she delivers it in a way that I think allows you to be progressive with it, but it also allows you to have it fit in with your personality and your other workout routine and your lifestyle in whatever way you want it to, rather than kind of forcing a particular extreme version of something onto you.
Yes.
And, you know, that's been really well received. You know, some people are doing yoga every day. Some people go, I'm going to swap Sam's workout in for yoga once a week just to complement the HIIT training or whatever it is. And everyone's got their own sort of way of doing it. But we know it's being popular because last Wednesday was our we kind of track, well, the tech guys do, and they just said, oh, you might be interested, Sam, that today was the most amount of workouts completed on 28 ever. We had 50,416 workouts complete in one day. So that's a pretty big day of people doing their 28 workouts at home. Yeah.
Goodness, that is a huge number. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's incredible.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's so amazing. My goodness. Talk about motivation. That would keep you going, Sam.
That's right. So, yeah, I haven't actually relayed that back to the 28ers yet, but it was a
It's just good.
I mean, look, I think, you know, it's a combination of more members, more people at home, more choice with their workouts. And, yeah, and we've got a really, you know, we've got an 8-week challenge starting soon, and there's just lots of sort of positivity and support and excitement in the community.
Thank
you. It's not
so
for me to
say,
but we are very, very proud of what we've achieved and what the program and the product that we deliver, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I think it's incredible, and it is so what the world needs more of right now. I think the more healthy habits and movement that we can be doing, the more positive and motivated we're actually going to feel in turn. So it's such simple things to be adding into our everyday life, and it can be such game changers, really. Yeah. So I guess from a non-negotiable healthy habit of yours at the moment, what's your current go-to that you start every, or, you know, that every single day you inject that healthy habit into your life?
Well, I've got two. It's my yoga and it's my walking the dog.
So, yes.
and the walking the dog is with Charlie. So it's Charlie's in the little baby Bjorn on my chest, and Hendrix is on the lead. Charlie is obsessed with Hendrix, my chocolate lab, and who's asleep behind me on the couch as we speak. And yeah, we go off for a little walk in the morning. It is amazing how just leaving Snej to deal with one little one is like a holiday. And she's very appreciative that Charlie and I go off for a little walk, get her all rugged up. She's got one of those little, I don't know what brand it is, but like a little, it's like a sleeping bag with legs effectively.
Eskimo,
with a hood. Snej makes sure she's well and truly rugged up from head to toe. And, away we go on our little walk, get a coffee on our travels, and take Hendrix to the park for a run around. And it's just a beautiful sort of way for us all to start the day and clear our head and get going. Charlie sort of, she doesn't talk, but she does her version of talking and chats away to me as we pull leaves off trees and go for a sticky beak. It's good.
It's seriously the best way. I do the same with Georgia every morning. I put her in the little carrier and we walk down to the St. Kilda Botanical Gardens, and it's literally the best way ever to start the day. And same, I've got her in those big like Eskimo. She's got like 40 layers on the poor kid. I said to my sister-in-law, she ends up falling asleep most of the time on the way back. I switch her in like inwards of my chest.
Right.
And I'm like, half the time I think she's probably just too warm because I have her that rugged up. I'm so worried about it being cold in this freezing Melbourne mornings, but it is such a bliss way to start the day, and totally agree. Just like puts you in the best mindset.
Well, Georgia and Charlie are, what, 6 weeks apart or something, aren't they?
Yeah, they're so close. Yep. So funny. I saw one of your posts not long ago. I think it was a photo or a story where Charlie was sleeping with her little bum in the air, like laying down on her on her belly with her bum in the air. And it was so funny because that week Georgia had just started sleeping like that as well. And I remember thinking, oh my goodness, this is so weird. Is she actually asleep? And then I saw your post and I was like, okay, this is obviously just an age stage because Charlie's doing the same thing. It's very cute.
The amount of time I like will open her. I mean, she's on the monitor, but I'll just sneak her door open to see how she's going. I'm like, how can that be comfortable? You look, seriously, you know, one leg's back, you're twisted, but I'm so petrified of waking her. I'm like, you look comfortable. I'm just going to leave. And she kind of, you know, works it out herself. But, you know, they fall asleep in the craziest positions.
They do, don't they? Georgia's got this new one where she rolls because she's a belly sleeper. So she rolls from her belly back to her back, but she leaves her arm under her back. So when I walk in, it almost looks like she's missing an arm. But it looks so uncomfortable.
Pinned back for information or something, but somehow it's comfortable.
Literally, and I'm like, how? But same thing, there's no way I would touch her because I don't want to wake her. I just lightly put my hand on her chest to make sure she's breathing. I'm like, okay, we're safe. She's obviously comfortable because she's out cold. But how has little Willow been adapting to life with a little baby sister? I'm sure that would have been such a beautiful experience for her, but a bit of a whirlwind, rocking her world a bit.
She's loving it. Well, she loves two things. She loves having a little sister, and she loves that now that she has a little sister, she's not the baby. She refers to herself as a big girl. So, and, you know, as her intentions are always so good, but she doesn't quite know her own size and strength. So whenever she gives Charlie a loving hug, she sometimes almost squashes her to death. So we've got to watch her quite closely. But, yeah, they get on. It's funny, like even at this very, very young age, even now that Charlie can walk and defend herself and is a bit sort of stronger, you can even see how much closer they're becoming.
Yes.
And I think in the next sort of 1 or 2 years you'll really see, I mean, they're very close now, but I'm sure they will develop a inseparable little bond where they're two best friends hanging out. Snej has a younger sister. Older sister, but, you know, similar 1.5 year age gap, and I can absolutely imagine, and they're super close, you know, Lydia is Snej's best friend, so I can absolutely imagine our girls being quite similar, I think.
Oh, that is so beautiful, and what a beautiful relationship to watch blossom and unfold over the years. That's so special, so, so special. Do you have any advice for mums and dads at the moment who are particularly in Melbourne or across the world who are still in lockdown? We're in lockdown 2.0 here in Melbourne. Do you have any advice for them for surviving this time, second time around?
Oh, look, I think it's important if you can do it in a safe manner to still get your kids active. I think, you know, all of these organised sport and PE at school and these other things that are no longer there, you know, even the capability to go to the park and play on the play equipment, you know, that's been taken away from the little ones. So get creative, you know, whether it's building cubby houses out of cushions in your lounge room or doing little workouts or playing hide and seek or go, you know, I don't think I've ever been for so many bike rides in all my life, which is, you know, a nice thing. You know, I think we spoke before we came on air about how there always will be strange silver linings out of such an epidemic like this. And, you know, one of them is definitely seeing many more mums and dads out jogging, walking, bike riding with their families. So, yeah, I'm all for that. The more things you can do together as a family not only gets you active, gets your kids active, but is being a great role model I'm a massive fan of. And, make it fun. They're the three words that you should always have top of mind when you're doing activities with your kids. Don't make it feel like an exercise session or a chore, make it fun and they will forget that they're even moving their bodies and they'll be craving more.
When you touched on the bike riding, it made me giggle because, so Ryan, my husband's a mad bike rider. He's always ridden road bikes. And so he, at the start of this first lockdown, he got a puncture in his tire. So he went over. Yeah. We're actually really lucky that we've got a bike store just across the road. So he went over and was just having a chat to the guy while he's getting his tire fixed. And he said, oh, so how are you going? Like, are you feeling the impact? And he's like, mate, we've never been busier. I can't keep on top of stock because that many people are buying bikes. And Ryan came home and told me, and we went for a walk down to St. Kilda Esplanade that night, and it was packed with families walking and running and, you know, running in their family group. And we were both just saying, like, if this is the silver lining of this, that people are actually, families are spending more time together outdoors exercising, like, what a beautiful thing to come from this, to just think that, you know, we can be so connected and spend quality time together while doing something that is so good for our health and our mental well-being. And, you know, being outdoor in nature is just such a powerful tool for our mental well-being, I think, and creating overall happiness. So yeah, I love that you said the same thing as well, because I think it's, yeah, it's definitely a beautiful takeaway from this time so far.
Yeah, I mean, we must live 2 kilometres away from each other.
I know, we live so close.
Yeah, so, but, you know, along the bay there on the bike track, it is, I mean, it's safe social distancing, but it's just great to see a real hustle and bustle. I've got one of those bikes from Amsterdam with the big sort of wooden trough at the front, and Willow sits in it. So off we go for our, you know, nighttime adventures, daytime adventures. We've got the lamp and the torch and we both got our helmets on, and off we go on these wacky adventures. And she absolutely loves it. You know, she's so curious. We chat the whole way. I can do a 10K bike ride, you know, at a really leisurely pace while we have the best chats ever, and give Snedge and, you know, probably Evie too a little bit of a break, because Willow's adorable but very full on. She's got a very, very curious, chatty personality. So you've kind of, you don't get much of a break when she's at home, but it's probably been the nicest thing that I've done through this whole time, and it'll be something that I'll definitely do well after COVID has hopefully come and gone.
Oh, that's the best. I remember actually seeing that on your stories, and I showed Ryan and I was like, oh, it won't be long and you'll be able to get one of these for Georgia. It just looks so good that you can take her out in that. And yeah, I just think
it's got two seats with two seat belts, and Willow's very keen for Charlie to join us, but she can't. She's probably a little bit little just yet. I reckon she might need to be about 18 months before she can sit up, and the seatbelt's not too big for her. But as soon as she is safely ready, the three of us will be going off, that's for sure.
Oh, I love it. That's so nice. Such a beautiful little bonding time for you guys as well.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you so much for joining me once again. Always love chatting to you. For anyone who is interested in signing up to 28 by Sam Wood, where can they find you? What do they need to do?
Sure. So just 28bysamwood.com is the website. All the information about the program is there. And, if you're needing to keep moving, get moving, and take care of yourself from home, I would absolutely love to work with you.
Oh, thank you so much. So appreciate your time, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.